Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another day of Fire on the Earth. I'm so glad you're able to join me today. I've been talking this week about the reality of original sin, the biblical worldview about the human person that Jesus articulates so profoundly and embodies, and the apostles teach, and now the church for 2,000 years has taught, and the denial of some of the fundamental things that Jesus communicated in the biblical worldview, in his understanding of the human person and our actual condition, our actual lived condition in this world. That is the condition that every human being faces, not just this one or that one, but what each one of us has to face in our lives. Monday, I read from Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, where Jesus is teaching the religious leaders and the apostles a very important truth that they need to understand. They're concerned about the issue of certain foods that the Jewish people required, the dietary laws require them not to eat, and to eat some of them is to defile them, right? Eat some of these things, these non-kosher foods, is to defile them. Well, Jesus points to a deeper reality, and the reality he came fundamentally to deal with, which is the defiled human heart. He essentially makes it so clear. He said, what defiles a man is what comes out of his heart, not what comes from outside his body. Because he said, if you look into the human heart, what you see is lying, deception, lust, anger, hatred, murder, rage, all the kind of things we see and hear about every day in society. Some people have yielded themselves completely to it and we're shocked by what we see. But guess what? These things, this potential is in all of us. And so the point this week in talking about it is to say, to deny the reality of the actual condition of human beings, the denial of original sin, which follows from the rejection of God and God's claim over us and God's worldview and understanding of the human person, leads us to live a lie at a very deep level. It's to deny something that's so fundamental and so much a core of who we are, and to pretend it's not there is a kind of blindness. Many of the voices in the world today say, no, 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 that's light and that's freedom. Because there's nothing wrong with me, there's nothing disordered in me, and the drives and the desires that are in me are all good. And it's me. It's my identity. It's who I am. It's who I want to be. And it's who you must let me be. And it's what the whole world must accept about me and must completely affirm. And so we're now instituting in social structures. We ended the program yesterday reading from the Catechism and how it begins in the human heart where our enemy Satan seduces us into sin, into believing a lie about God. And then we live according to that lie. And it just works itself out. And we live in society. And human beings are the drivers of society, right? And we build the structures within society. And if the human heart is living in such deception and illusion, the world we build is also an illusion or a delusion. It's inconsistent with our own good. That's exactly what the devil wants us to do. But hey, if we don't believe in God, if we don't believe in original sin, we're certainly not going to believe in some spiritual devil with a tail and a pitchfork. It's all part of that insane mythic stuff that's not real. And we're the masters of our own identity, our own destiny, and we're here alone in this world, and that's all there is. So there's no spiritual battle either. That's also denied. So I want to continue reading some of the wisdom from the Catechism because it lays out this spiritual struggle. And if you're listening to the program today and you've bought into the wider culture today, for example, saying there's 65 genders or 105 genders, or it's all flexible, that it's up to us, it's all a matter of personal decision, that our fundamental identity, for example, whether I'm a male or a female, is my personal decision. Really? God made us male and female. It's a biological, physiological reality. We may have very deep feelings that are very conflicted and very confused. But those feelings cannot trump how we're actually made. There's the conflict. In previous society, we understood you can't trust everything that's in the human heart. You can't trust all the drives and the desires that we have. There's a higher purpose. There's a higher destiny. There's a design that God has put into all of us that we are called back to and that he wants to order us to precisely so we can be free and be happy. And it's a battle for all of us to do that because there's something in our heart, as the scripture talks about, as I read the last couple of days, paragraph 407, that original sin entails a certain captivity now. The devil has acquired a certain domination over us. We're not totally and completely free. Freedom is still present. The freedom to choose is present. But we're battling forces within us and outside of us that make it very difficult for us to see our proper end, to see who we truly are. And if we rely on our own understanding, we're going to be walking in the dark, even if we call it light. We truly will. Paragraph 409 of the Catechism. This dramatic situation of, quote, the world which is in the power of the evil one, that's a quote from the first letter of John. He's saying the whole world is in the power of the evil one. That's this fallen world, the sinful structures and other things, that social structures that man has created that are enslaving human beings. For example, a gigantic social structure that works against the human person and creates a kind of slavery is China. China's a very mixed bag, but it's fundamentally driven by the denial of the existence of God. It wants to assert itself as being fundamentally atheistic, and its view of the human person is a materialist one, fundamentally. And it fails to recognize the spiritual dimensions of life and of the human person. You're never going to be free with that. It'll never lead human beings to freedom. I've been there, and I've been there a number of times. There's some wonderful things, there's wonderful people there, but there's also a deep oppression that's there. But also in our own country, the consumerist ideology that drives and enslaves us to believe that the only way I'm going to be happy is if I get the next iPhone, or if I'm connected to the constant noise of social media. I can't be left out of that, or I'm just going to be a nobody. It's all identity forming, and it's crippling to identity. So 409, this dramatic situation makes man's life a battle. The whole of man's history has been the story of dour combat with the powers of evil, stretching, so our Lord tells us, from the very dawn of history until the last day. Finding himself in the midst of the battlefield, man has to struggle to do what is right. And it is at great cost to himself and aided by God's grace that he succeeds in achieving his own inner integrity. Integrity. To be rightly aligned with who we actually are, which is to be rightly aligned with God's purpose and understanding that there's disorder within us and to not trust it. Not trust that disorder. I mean, Christianity has really been a militant religion right from the beginning. The militant character of it seems to be forgotten today, that somehow there's something wrong with it. Christianity is a battle. I mean, life on earth is a battle. Every single person is in it. Jeff Bezos is in it. The richest person in the world and the poorest person in the world is. The most popular person, the least popular person. The most intelligent person, the least intelligent person, and everybody in between. Everybody is in a spiritual battle. And that's why you see at every level, people who seem to, quote, for example, have it all. You see underneath, you lift up, you know, the curtain of their lives, and so many of them are dealing with despair, anger, terrible habits that are damaging to them, and they're not finding the happiness, though we believe, because the world tells us, that precisely what they have ought to make us happy. The reason they're not happy is they're in a spiritual battle, and they're made for God, and only God can satisfy the human heart. I want to read from paragraph 1706. By his reason, man recognizes the voice of God, which urges him to do what is good and avoid what is evil. It's called our conscience. We're not totally defiled. We are defiled. We're not totally without reason. We're not totally without the capacity for right judgment. Our mind can grasp the truth. We can know something about God. Revelation can give us a lot of knowledge about God. But what's in us is still the voice of conscience, a light that God has turned on in us. do good and avoid what's evil. You know it. I mean, even if you're listening to the program, you stumbled upon it, trying to figure out who this wacko is who's on the radio talking to you this morning, and you may not believe God exists in the rest, but you know there's a voice in you that says, do good and avoid evil. And it's the devil's constant strategy to get us to silence that voice. And how does that happen? By continuing to act against it, by continuing to deny that it's there, and to say yes to the temptations that Satan puts in front of us. The devil turns off the lights that God himself has turned on in the world. I can't remember what author said that, but I think it's really true. It's excellent. Let me say it again. The devil turns off lights in this world that God himself has turned on. What does it mean? Conscience, sanctity, and truth. How does the world turn off the light of conscience? We call good evil and evil good. We become the master of determining what's good and what's good for me. So if I say a particular behavior or a particular identity is mine, and I call it good, it's good. And it's good just because I name it for myself. Because I've chosen it, it's therefore good. And guess what? This is happening all across society, and our social structure, our political system, our entertainment world, our fashion world, you name it, our education system, many universities, it's changing. You can see it. You can feel it. It's now getting behind those delusions and those lies, and the forces are no longer supporting what's consistent with God's view of humanity. It's insisting that God bend the knee to our assertion and articulation of who we are. And people are being forced to say yes to a lie. And what people are doing in that context to get along is we start to silence our conscience. The light of truth. Truth is light, right? Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He's revealed the truth about the human person completely and the condition of the world and our destiny and the road to life and freedom. How do we turn off that light? By talking about my truth. What trumps everything today is my truth, not God's truth, or not corresponding to reality as it is. We determine by our own willing and our own choice what reality is. And so here we are, looking right in the face of reality time and time again, and we call black white and white black. And everybody's supposed to play along with that. That's the denial of the truth. And behind it is the liar. Jesus is truth. God is truth. The devil, Jesus said, is a deceiver. He's a liar, and he's the father of lies. And human beings are insane to not pay attention to the revelation of Jesus Christ. The Catechism says, man enticed by the evil one abused his freedom at the very beginning of history. Man is divided in himself, and as a result, the whole life of men, both individual and social, shows itself to be a struggle and a dramatic one between good and evil, between light and darkness. That's what characterizes society. And to live as if that's not the case is darkness itself. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.